Well, I haven't seen the plans of what they're going to do. I know they're supposed to put sprinkler systems in, and they're supposed to put some of the benches back in that they took out. There used to be picnic tables out here. And then there was a water fountain down in the hole down there that one of the city workers run over that they never fixed. I watched them do it. Every once in a while, they'll come through and bother us. Like if the kids get to throwing too much trash down and not picking it up. And we got for a while there that all the kids threw trash, went and picked them up. We'd run them all over to the other side of the park. But then they started getting bothered by the bicycle cops, and they started cleaning up. But every once in a while, they'll come through and check us. But most days, you'll see them go by, ride around. People that work over here walk through. They don't get hollered at or nothing. They don't get bothered. We all sit down here, and most of us mind our own business. We sit in little groups. Most of us older guys keep all the trouble out of it. When the young kids come down here and they want to start talking about this gang or that gang, hey, they don't go down here, man. Take that back to the other side of town. This is the peaceful part. And that's the way everybody likes it that way.
Well, I'm not happy about the closure. And, I don't know if it's really worth the effort. Well, they're supposed to have people come out and tell us where to go, you know, once the park closes, but they haven't yet. So, yeah, I think it's just to run people off. That's what I mean. Yeah, they don't have to do it. You know, they're claiming it's to raise the deal so that the police can see everybody when they drive by. But I don't think it is. I think they just want to get rid of their people hang out in that gazebo. See those people underneath they want to get rid of them. And so they figure if they close it down for a month, that those people have to go somewhere else. But a guy came by yesterday and said that it's going to be closed over a year. You know, I don't know which is true, but I'm inclined to believe it. Well, I think it's kind of a waste of money and time.
Last year, they blew up, like, the monitoring. The compressed air blew all the stuff up and put mulch around all the trees. I'm surprised it is still green this late in the season. Usually, because the city won't water, all this stuff is toasty brown, so it's nice. Yeah, so the park keeps a peaceful, for the most time, atmosphere. I heard that someone that they're going to try and fill in the valley and flatten the park out, which means that they're going to get rid of